Before Deborah was locked up for drug charges in June of 2008, she held many different jobs.
I've been an insurance sales agent. I've an auxiliary deputy sheriff. Wow. I've been in the Army, been in the military as Army National Guard. So I've ventured out on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I even ventured out once and took karate.
Her main job was as an income tax return repair woman, a business which she ran out of her home late into her 30s. Like so many who entered the prison system for the first time, Deborah was locked up for minor drug charges. But unlike most inmates, she was 56 years old.
Because all my life, you know, being free, and then all of a sudden, in my 50s, here I am, somebody's telling me what to do constantly. That was a bit hard. But to know that I'm back in the saddle again, but I have God with me now. That's all I've been receiving help, and now I'm in a position to where I think I can give back some now.
After being released, Deborah was sent to a faith-based rehabilitation facility for women. When asked what it felt like to finally be out of prison, it was difficult for her to describe.
I can breathe. I can breathe. Hard to describe. That's the main thing I can say. I feel like I could really breathe. Just my chest would pump, you know, my heart. I could just really take in a deep breath of real air, even though it's the same air. I feel like I'm ready now. I'm ready.
To her surprise, a few months after entering Love Lady, Deborah's son, whom she hadn't seen in 4 years, came for a visit.
One of our greetings that we have whenever we see each other, we embrace and we don't say a word. We just stand, hug, and rock. And that in itself says the things that we hadn't said to each other in 4 years. Just the embracing, the rocking. In that instant, everything was okay.
While serving her 6-month probation sentence at Love Lady, Deborah participated in AIMS Project Reconnect, a program that helps women with the transition between prison and society. She says that she hopes to use the skills she has learned through AIM and at Love Lady to start her life over again when she gets out.
If you listen, you learn. And so preparing me to face the world, well, it's given me the tools that I know I'm going to need to work with. I'm thankful for those tools. It alerted me. Gave me a lot of insight. Anyone that ever gets involved with any of these programs, just listen, learn, and apply it. It works. You know, it really works. One time I can distinctly remember, I went to the emergency room, and the doctor that was carrying me told me, if he were a betting man, that he would bet that I would never live to see age 60. I was 53 then. I'm 61 now, by the grace of God.